Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It'll take us to 2 Thessalonians. There's a lot of talk these days about welfare. How much is enough? How much is not enough? Well, as believers, we see people in financial need all around us, from the dedicated Christian father who was laid off to the beggars on the side of the road. In 2 Thessalonians 3, Paul writes, "If anyone's not willing to work, then he's not to eat either." John, is it fair to apply that verse to all situations where people have specific needs?
I think it is fair to apply that verse because that's what the Bible says. It also tells us, the same Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, that if a man doesn't provide, not only for himself, but his own household, he is worse than an infidel. Look, work is required. That's how it is. What was the curse? Adam is going to earn his bread by what? By a welfare state? No. By the sweat of his brow, fighting against a cursed planet. There are some exceptions. There are children, and there are women who need to care for the children, who need to be provided for. There are widows. There are orphans. There are the sick and the ill. And the Bible has plenty to say about the able-bodied and the hardworking taking care of those who cannot work. But for those who can work but don't want to and simply want to get a handout and want to take the money away from the people who do work because they think they have too much, that's foreign to what the Scripture says. The people who have much are to care for those who are in need and can't work. But the people who can work must work. That's what Scripture requires, and it's honorable.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more teaching on this topic, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.